Turkey, halakha gimel. Cool. Hamnachesh imanafri b'chasiyot. Chavadish b'rot ha-sever. Also in our life. Somebody who is working now with a goy on his patch of chasiyot, which includes lettuces, those also include the cases that we mentioned before, like onions and garlic and so on, things which are ein zaron kala, those things that the original pre is still around. So now, even though we had talked about a dovish ein zaron kala, which means that the perot that grow are considered to be tevel, apopish perot ha tevel ochomi amarai, he's allowed to eat arai because we didn't make the takona of gidulei tevel being tevel on a dovish ein zaron kala for achilas arai. Normally in a field which is not yet chayav in meiser, obviously you can eat arai because it wasn't gidulei adamah asot. You didn't complete the malacha. So whatever you're working on weeding, you can certainly pick something and eat it without taking meiser. Over here, in the same way that we have our takon of gidulei truma truma. So even though we say normally gibuli tevel are not tevel, but in the dover she'en zar o kala, we say there's real tevel here. But once there's tevel, it means it's kavua for ma'aser. You should not be allowed to eat it right. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that nonetheless, we weren't more machmir on a sada that was gibuli tevel on a dover she'en zar o kala than we were on a regular field. Lagabi achilas arai. We weren't gozer for achilas arai. If you have now shtilim, which are the actual, here we're talking about shtilim of things like onions and so on, right? So you have the actual fruit that you're going to put into the ground now to grow. And these were tummy. The moment that you put them in, they become chubah to the ground. Because the din is that zuria is mevatel. That's actually the way a mikvah works. You're not putting water into a mixer. Say, I have water in a bottle that I'm not bothered to mix. It's being zoreya, basically. Being zoreya, it takes away the tuna. So, if I plant it, shatlam, tiyarom in the tame, nonetheless, asurim li lechol, this part of our takana, is that even though they're tahar, they remain usher for a kohen to eat. Why? Because we have our takana of gidulei truma. So, gidulei even of truma, we made a takana that you have to get rid of the original piece in order to be able to eat the rest. So actually, yigom et ha'ocha, you have to cut out the part that is currently ready to be eaten that I plant, and then any new growth is considered to be tahor. This is pure takana, in order that takanim shouldn't end up keeping truma tameya around in order to plant, or going to be nishal in it. Rabbi Yudomer, achi yigom v'yishaneh. Even though you did that, you ripped off all the edible parts. If the first time new edible parts grow, you have to tear them off also. Then, if it continues to grow, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Rukhiva, achi b'shem Rabbi Avu, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This mission has got to be going according to Rabbi Shimon. It says that we're all coming on our right. Apparently, it's going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Yeshkin and Yaakov Yeretz Yisrael to be part of her Meister. Otherwise, why is he allowed to be Meister? Because it's a guy. So this is Menachem and Nachem Bechasios. So here, he, in this particular case, where he's eating now, essentially, this is a normal field now, right? This is not a field of gidulei tevel. He's eating. Since it belongs to goy, it's not a problem. He's working for goy. He's working for goy. So why exactly would this be true? Right? Forget about the case of perot tevel. I mean, what is Tom? We're saying over here the goy normally in a field that a goy would own. Does a machlokas with a yeshkin in the akumir still this woman on my trust or not? Here it seems to be saying that if I take this field, despite the fact that the guy used his own tevel to plant the field, then it's considered to be, at this point, it's considered to be not quite as a maitre. Must be going according to Rabbi Shimon. who holds that the goy is kinyan, partnership from Eiser. No, what do you mean? Just the opposite. Inter Rabbi Shimon, Lamali Arai. I don't understand. The Mishnah is saying something that's unique because you're eating it Arai. You're not eating it Keva. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you're telling me that a goy is payrus and not Chayiv in Eiser, then why would it say Arai? Just say you're allowed to eat it. That's all it's coming to say. Something unique about the case over here. So it can't be. The Mishnah is saying, Ochel Mi Arai, which is mashma that Keva you can't. Why? Because of the problem of the Gidulin. So then I don't understand. If you're telling me that there's a new Chiyav now, then the new Chiyav would only come after it goes through all the steps. Meaning it needs Maricha. Without Maricha, it shouldn't be Chiyav at all. But, well, you see, it's the game, the Yomer of Yirmiyah, the Chiyav Shem of Yochanan, Modu Rabbi Shimon, who mafish ma'asotav mi'alacha. Remember, we had before, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though Paris of a Goyim are plucked, nonetheless, mi'alacha, meaning from a takana to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that you have to take out the, because we're afraid that people are going to end up, if you said exemption by the kisim, so people are going to end up claiming, going through like sales, supposedly, that belongs to the Goyim, and after they go through the Maitreth, and actually they're behind the whole business deal. So Mamela, in that case, we answered even if the parents of the Goy, Bixla, we answered. It's not Baroy. So the point over here is that we are not gozer on Gidulim just because of the Iker, even though it's talking about the Dover She'en Zarokola. The Dover She'en Zarokola, we said, you're Chayev on the Meiser, and you have to take off from the Meiser for that was your Chayev earlier, but we're not that machmir to say that you can't eat it even by way. That's the case. The Fum came, Tzrich and Neymar, the Rabbi Shimon. That's why we need to say it's going to Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Grishkin and Liakum. So in other words, that the problem over here, we're willing to be makel on, because the whole thing is only a Drabonin anyway. Somebody who is weeding now together with a kuti. Now, kuti is not maskia from Trumas and Maizis, for sure. Kuti was a shamronim. He is mutter bidmai. But bevadai, he's not mutter. But bevadai, lo. So it's because, in the same case, we have tevel on a dover she'en zarokola, which means that the central root for which the thing is growing is tevel, remains tevel, because it's an onion, so it's something that doesn't disappear. Here it says over here that bevadai is not allowed to eat at all. Why? Because the root is tevel. The question is, lama, why exactly were we matir it when it comes to the demai? Should demai batel the mechubah lekarka? It's because demai is batel from a chubur lekarka, once you went ahead and you were zoveyayet, and now you have rows of the new growth, that's mavato, essentially the old chiyav within the new chiyav, and therefore there's no issue because of the old parts on the new parts.
What's
happening with Rakuti? Rakuti can't be matkia the chiyav from the Mises. He's a Jew.
So that's
right. Yeah, take that back off. Right, he can't be mafkia. The ain gidulav, it should say, not ain gidulav is from Alimato, because it's just the opposite. Ain gidulav isur, is all it should say according to the Grah. So in that point, the gidulim aren't usur because they are mavato, the original piece of that zara she'eno kol. Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Shetilei Chulim should say, Shenitma'u. If you have now Shtilim that became Tomei, but they weren't Truma, they were Chulim, you went ahead and you planted them, Shatlan, and now, Rosinian Truma, you go ahead now, you make them Truma, and there's no problem, because they were never made a Gezerah on something that was Chulim originally. But Imayu Truma Yikaran, the difference is that if originally they were Truma, that was the case we were talking about in the Mishnah, where they were Shtile Truma Shnitma, the reason that we're Machmer over there to be Gomeim, or going to Abuna to be Gomeim Yishane, is only because they were Nitzel from Truma already, Nitzel from Heter Achila originally. So therefore, even if you would replant them, even though technically they're Tahar, because they were Nitzel, they remain Utzer and Rabbanan for Achilas Kanye. By same thing, by Chulin, they were never Nitzel. And therefore, they become completely Tahar. We don't care about it. You can make Truma out of it. We have no problems with it at all. Rabbi Abu B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Mayim Shinitmu. If you have water that became Tamei, Meshikan, you can now be meshik them in the mikveh, which means that you can put them into a container. You take off the top of the container for a moment, and they kiss, so to speak, the water that's in the mikveh. And then I sharpen out as matire all of the water, as if you were Zoreite. Like any other mashka. What was the mashka? It was in a cup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only problem water becomes tummy is if it's in the mikveh. Kings do Makuber, not Makabal Tuna. Or if it's in a Kuli, it's Makabal Tuna. It's primary Mashkin. Okay. So here you could take your bottle of water, open up the top, attach it to the water in the mikra, and then it is totally Tohar. The Osalatan Mechad, you can even use that water for the Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeah, as far as we're concerned. And this is absolutely no problem. But im hayu mechad mi'ikaran, if you put them in a kli and made them kodesh the kli in order to be monastic, then agave mizbeah, so then kvar nitchu, then this water already became possible to use for the mizbeah. Once it became possible to use for the mizbeah, it doesn't help now to be mashik them in exactly the same way that it didn't help to be shotel betruma. So essentially, putting something in a mikveh is the equivalent of zriya in the adama. Had it been kodesh before with nitcha, the part that was kodesh remains the kli. The same thing is true over here. Water in a kli, which I now put into a mikveh, is the equivalent of zriya. Had it been kodesh before, it's nitcha, and it remains nitcha. If it wasn't kodesh before, I can now put it on the mizbeah also. Since with the Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, if you have now fruits that became tamei, so chtam the oseltam, you can squeeze them and take the juice that comes out of them and make the juice truma. But im ayu truma mi karan kvar nitku. So in other words, over here, what he's saying is, it's about focus whether mashkin are considered to be muf kadim separately inside of a fruit, or whether they're considered to be part of the fruit. He obviously knows that mashkin pakti niskine, that mashkin are considered to be in a, as if they're in a separate unit of containers, therefore they don't become tame along with the fruit, and in which case, when I squeeze them now, so now I can go ahead, just like I did with the mayim in for the zriya, and I can make this kosher now. These mashkin can be kosher for truma itself. So in Mahaya Truma Yikaran, however, if originally it was truma, so now the nitcha was chal already on these mashkin, then I can't make it truma again. Same story. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yoshe, B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, you can only be sochtan at pachot mikabet, and you'd have to have less than the shear that could be metame. And then yeno is kosher afilu l'netzachim. Because in other words, when you're being sochet them now, the problem is that you're going to be metame the mashkin that come out. So if there's a shear of kibetza, then it's going to be metame. It's going to be metame kibetza, but not in the mashkin, kibetza of the fruit. So then, if you're going to be metame the mashkin, but if you're careful that there's not a shear that can be metame, which is a shear of kibetza, then there's no problem in the mashkin coming out. In which case, you can even use them now for things that are tahar. Amrin, Resh Lakish, Poli. In the yeshiva, they said that Resh Lakish argues on this that was quoted by Rabbi Yochanan about the Shetilei Truma, And it's not clear exactly what we mean that he's polig. Ma, do we say that he's polig over here, that he's polig l'kula? No, he's saying that even if it was shulma mi'ikara, that it's okay once you've planted, that it's mutter now? Or is it l'chumra? It should say, not bein l'chumra, it should say, oh, l'chumra. Or is it saying that even if it was chulin that I planted, I can't make that chulin truma? All it says is he argues. It doesn't say which direction he argues. Well, in tamar l'chumra, if you're going to tell me that he holds even chulin, it cannot be made into truma, fine. That's mesa, that makes sense. But in tamar l'chula, you notice that they reverse the language. In tamar l'chula, but if you say l'kula, how could he possibly argue on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Achi yigomet ha'okli. It says, the fairish, you're not allowed to eat it until you grow whatever it is that grew, until you rip out whatever it is that grew from it, maybe even twice, which means that Kohanim cannot eat it. Right? Okay, so if that's the case, then it should be utter, the chlal, I mean, for Yisrael, even gedulim are utter. Here it's talking about a dover, she'in zaro kola. So it must be to whom it's usher. It's usher because of Tumas. It's calling him. You can't be talking about the Yisrael. Yisrael, there was no Kiddush. What could the Yigom be doing? So therefore, you'd be arguing on the Mishnah. He's saying that having planted Tumah, it's now tar. So it's got to be that he's saying even having planted Chulin, it's never usable for Tumah, even though it's tar in terms of Chulin. Says Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keni Matnisa Achigom Ba'alin Leyishanet. When the Mishnah says that you have to be Gomein, it doesn't mean you're Gomein the part that you originally planted. It means you're Gomein any Alim that grew, and then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they grew again. You tear off those leaves also. Now that the plant has survived and is growing now the third time leaves, from the onion or from the lettuce, then you're allowed to eat it, meaning you're allowed to eat the alim, not the actual thing. Okay? Yeah, only the new stuff. Hagun alakha zareya teruma perak asiri alakha alakha. But so, shematnon tochadashim. Now, until this time we've been talking about taruvas that happens in terms of meduma, the chubur. You're talking about not taruvas of bishul, but taruvas of either lach balach or yavish b'yavish, but without any lights in town. Without any bishul. We never discussed with a bishul. Now we want to know what happens if you cook truma in chulin. So we know we have our shir of 100 to 1. That's talking about where something falls in. Shiva's over here. What if I have identifiable substances that are different? I could take out the truma. Problem is that they've been cooked together. So now, to what extent do we say that the tom of the truma passes the chulin for Yisrael? This is the first time we've ever discussed this. So, batsal shenat no l'tok hadashim. You're cooking lentils, and a batsal of truma is put into a tafshel of lentil. In shalem mutar. If the batsal was not cut up, it's mutter, because there is something unique about adashim that batsal and adashim, a batsal doesn't put taste into adashim. In chotcho menosinta. However, if you cut it, then it's like anything else, and it's menosinta. Mishar kol tafshil. But anything else that you're cooking, instead of not lentils, it wouldn't matter whether it's shalem or whether it's the chutach, but here's the most time. Rabbi Yehuda, matir b'tzachana, she'en ro'o v'yitolot ha'zu'ama. If you're mixing onion in tzachana, tzachana is like its name implies, stench. And what he's talking about is that they would have fish innards and so on. We call that stench. And this was used as a dip, right? So they would mix it with, it's, you know, herring. So they would mix onion in it. The reason that they mixed onion in it was to try to take away some of the horrific taste and smell. You know,
the
right. So over there, it says Rabbi Yehuda, the mixing of the onion is ainu adalu yitola tazuama. It's not in order to be moist itself. It's in order to absorb the terrible smell and taste. Tapuach shirishko. And that's another topic you said. So thus far we've discussed most in time. But there are other issues that need to be taken into consideration. So you take an apple and you grind it and put it into an isa in order to be mafamit isa. So instead of using so'or, you use some sour substance like apple. And this causes the isa to rise. Now the problem is, assuming that the tapuach belongs to truma, so then chimut is itself considered to be a heker, just like nosin tam. Notice the general klal over here is that wherever we can identify the effect of the essence of the iser, in this case the essence of the truma, it remains aser, and we don't look normally. In those cases, we don't look at the shiurim that we normally apply. So a kohen here should taste when he takes nosin tam. A Kohen tastes it. If he can taste the taste of the onion, so then it's osir, even though it may be more than 1 to 100. In the case of the chimut, as long as the thing that dough that I'm making is mechumat, I see the truma here. Even though I don't challenge the truma itself, in this case it's a mechamet. So a mechamet is the same thing as another same time. If it's chimtza, I raise the osir. In the case of the orim of truma, over there, even though the effect of the sa'orim of truma is nicker in the water, they ruin the water, and they create a bacterial solution over there, which is absolutely undrinkable, such a stench. Nonetheless, in that case, it's mutter. Why? Because even though it's detectable, it's in the same time as gum. The same time as gum is the taste that you add. Is destructive. It's like a truth to the issue. So it only answers something which is a useful taste, not a destructive taste.
Destructive
taste. Yeah. Right. It's another time that's gone. Or the case of Kashi.
So you're going away in the next 2 days.
understand.
I don't mean. Today, Chris Lord, playing first side for something. This one, a person who wants to help to give you these documentation for the future and I did not help you, somebody like that. But, what can we do?
I have to take out their floor because I have to wash up. They won't be able to get out.
Does anything I need to get a new handbag?
You told me to get your handbag. Just get your handbag away.
I thought I do I need one?
Yeah, sure you need one, but I have tons of handbags.
Does it need to be a handbag? Or does it look like about a thing that you put over your back?
It does not. I just need something because I have like some liquid at the towel and the
pattern. Is it something you put over your back too?
No, I could go to the store.
What?
It's not working on its own.
Plenty of place
going downstairs.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go to the next one. We're not supposed to tell people that we're learning from it. Now, my cousin was very involved. Brooke Hellman, I'm learning with him. He's student of Revolver. And he said that, I guess for whatever reason, women aren't supposed to, I don't know. He said it wasn't appropriate for women to be learning from LA Shore. So he told people, he told us, he really doesn't want us telling people that we're learning from LA Shore. But that's what we're learning from. And I'm wondering if I'm so told by this, because I've always, by mistake, I told my cousin who's in the country, he was helping me through one of the voters that I'm working on. And, I had an interest in actually purchasing the book, which he said, absolutely, you know, you shouldn't purchase the book, because the Xerox pages are getting ruined, and I just,
David, you on that basis,
and you shouldn't tell him. We've been learning from it for years, and we're only about a year
with him.
And it's only recently that he said, okay, you know, you really shouldn't tell people, but there are women who are already on it, and there's... I don't know how to handle this for me. It's not a real man. Okay.
But it wasn't done on condition.
Okay. Alright,
thank you.
again.
We missed it. We missed
it. I don't
know.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you know, start to think of the gym, the gym, but you know, as you get to this age, and you just let go of certain things. That's the only way to live right now. And I'm holding it that stage, so I'm telling you from a different perspective. Comes to a certain time in your life where you say, okay, this is the way it should have been, it could have been, but this is the way it is now. And so you concentrate on the wonderful things, and you work on a few things, but besides changing your whole life, it's just impossible. And it's something really
if
you with all the people, but if you don't, then you become bitter and you can become very sad
and lonely.
And the letter, even though the letter was out in the last time, you know, like I used to when I was younger, but, you know, I just figured, you know, that's what I was going to
say. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I went into some of the phone calls yesterday for electrical appliances. Her food processor, her plums is going shining, her blender shining. I said, my God, you're coming to my thing.
Okay,
Thank you.
happen.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Beth, how are you? This is Carla Hunter. This is Sandra, your mother. She's over to you. I'm not going to call you anything. I'm going to call you everything in the day. That's a good, okay. Well, maybe I'll do that. And what's your father know? Maybe you can get out of the cell phone number. Maybe that's what you turned through off. Is that possible? The grand demand. What's that? Okay, so fine. So I'll put it in a minute. So you think your father is on or is not on? Where is there living? If it's a living room number two, so I'll go there and I'll come and show you the time. What's that?
Thank you. Did you see on the square paper with like writing on it? Like the red and leather? Okay? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
So what you said, anyhow,
did you see a paper with like a shiny pen writing on it, like a red pen pen? Like it says like all these weird things.
Now where is my last line?
Thank you.